it's a good time. I know they're not going to leave me when I start to cry. I go to school. No one really knows me, but they know Nasty Nate because he's a homie.
Today on this podcast, we will be covering Colorado Ballot Initiative, Amendment A, Slavery.
My name is Luke Fenniger, and I'm joined with my boy Avery Frankowski.
Yo.
Before we reveal our special guest today, we have to talk about a very serious topic. Amendment A is tearing our country apart.
As of now, our current constitution allows for criminals in prison to be forced to work without any sort of compensation.
Yeah, that sucks. Our current constitution reads, "There shall never be in this state either slavery or involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted."
Many citizens want to change this wording by taking out "except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall be have been duly convicted."
Yeah, pretty whack. Some people may look at this as a form of slavery that's still legal in Colorado. So Avery, will Amendment A affect court-ordered community service?
No. Since our court-ordered community service is voluntary, this amendment will not affect it at all.
Cool.
Let's now welcome our special guest, all the way from hockey practice, Jaden Del Taco.
Yeah, Jaden.
So, Jaden, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Hockey practice was kind of hard today, but I'm fine.
Dang, that sucks. Anyway, do you know what Amendment A is?
I've heard of it, but I don't really know what it is. I need a refresher.
Cool. Well, right now criminals in prison are forced to work without any sort of compensation. Amendment A is trying to change this so that criminals either don't have to work or they at least get some sort of compensation. But the key thing is, this doesn't affect any type of community service. So, Jane, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, and could you explain why?
What does a yes and no vote mean?
It's a good question. Well, according to Ballotpedia, a yes vote supports this proposal to remove the part of the Constitution that says slavery and involuntary servitude are allowed for the punishment of a crime. And a no vote opposes this proposal, leaving the Constitution unchanged.
Well, based on that information, I think I would probably vote to keep prisoners enslaved. That just sounds like the best idea.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Well, thanks for joining us today, Jaden.
Yeah, well, I gotta get back to hockey, so see you later.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do.
Here's a video supporting the cause and providing you a little more information.
Did you know that slavery is still legal in the state of Colorado? Surprising, right? It's 2018, and slavery is still in our Colorado Constitution. That's why we're fighting to pass Amendment A this November. Article 2, Section 26 currently states, "There shall never be in this state either slavery or involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime." Amendment A changes it to say, "There shall never be in this state either slavery or involuntary servitude, period." We Coloradans could be the first state in our nation to remove this deeply offensive language from our Constitution. We tried in 2016 to abolish slavery, and it failed by less than 1%. The language was confusing. People who wanted to abolish slavery unknowingly voted to keep it in the Constitution. This time, it's clear that a yes vote abolishes slavery. Slavery is not Colorado value. That's why 100% of the Colorado legislature voted twice to place this measure on the ballot. Even our elected officials, who often find it difficult to agree on this. It's time to remove slavery from our state constitution. Amendment A abolishes slavery. Vote yes on Amendment A this November.
With this amendment comes many supporters who would definitely not want this to be rejected. ACLU, or the American Civil Liberties Union, is a group of nonprofit organizations that work together driven to protect and promote civil liberties and constitutional rights. Their mission is to maintain and advance civil liberties, including, without limitation, the freedoms of association, press, religion, and speech, and the rights to the franchise, to due process of law, to equal protection of the laws for all people throughout the United States and its jurisdictions. As stated by the ACLU Articles of Incorporation. Another nonprofit organization is the NAACP, or the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, that advocated for the equality and rights of African Americans. They provide educational and legal aid programs. The NAACP mission is, as stated by their website, the mission of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is to ensure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights of all persons and to eliminate race-based discrimination. It makes sense that these two organizations are very involved in supporting this amendment to make sure it's passed. There are also many politicians that support this amendment, the four main ones being Jovan Milton, Joseph Salazar, Angela Williams, and Larry Crowder. There are many other co-sponsors, but the thing is, they mostly consist of Democrats. Well, that's all for today, folks. Thanks for checking in and listening to our podcast. I hope y'all choose to make the right decision and vote yes.